Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
We're learning Meseches Yoma Daf Chavav. The Mishnayis are going through the Seder of the Payoses, the four Payoses they had every day in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah says a Payos HaShlishi, the third Payos was Kadoshim L'Ketayrus Bayov Afisu. New people that were never makdik k'tayrus before could come to do the pious for the k'tayrus. The Gemara says, Tana ma'ilu ma'ishana adam ba, no one ever was makdik k'tayrus twice. My tama, Rav Chanina m'neishim ma'asheris, because it makes people rich. And Rashi says, therefore, they didn't let someone do it twice because you want to give a chance for everyone to get rich. The Gemara says, why is it make you rich? It says that Kahanim, the Shevet Levi, the Kahanim, will put Keteris. That Hashem will make them rich. You bring the Kolol, the things that are burnt completely on the Mizbech. And it says the same thing, Baruch Hashem Cheloi. So it sounds like, what's it should make you rich? So what's the carbon Tamid? They should have had the only chadashim come, because you're bringing an oila, and an oila also makes you rich. So why did by the carbon tamid, which is a carbon oila, why did they say chadashim v'gam yishanim? So the Gemara says, amalei ha-shchicha v'halei shchicha. K'tayris is not shchiach, an oila is shchiach. Rashi says that since an oila is shchiach, so therefore, it's mistarber that Shiris only goes on the Loi Shchicha, because Imoike Nimsu HaKoyel HaShirim. That when it says Baruch Hashem Cheloi, that's a skula for what's written before the Shiris, so it's something which is Shchiach. It's not mistarber that Eibish to make a skula on something which is Shchiach to be Ashiris. It'll be too easy to become rich. Anyone who wants can bring an Ayla from a carbon Yachid and become rich. That's not mistarber. Now K'tayris, which is Takanat Shchiach, so there, you have a skula to become rich. The Teizu Shem and Teizu Rosh don't understand the Rashi so well. And what's wrong if everyone becomes rich? The Pasuk's mashman at the skula of becoming rich goes, Sayan K'tayr Sayan Ola. So what's wrong if everyone becomes rich? Why is it a Siba why the skula shouldn't work so everyone should become rich? And what is? Let everyone become rich, Taka. Let all the Kahana become rich if they bring an Ola. I think Pshat and Rashi is that the Eibishter wouldn't make a segula. I mean, this segula l'chayr is a segula that really works. And it's not mistabra that the Eibishter would make a segula that any kind who wants becomes rich. The Eibishter wants some kind of to be rich, some kind of not to be rich. The Eibishter doesn't want, it's not the Seder HaOlam that everyone, all the kind of should be rich. Then if Pshat is, the Eibishter makes a segula in K'tayrus that it makes you rich. So good. So a kain that zeichen k'tayrus, it's lo shkiach, but a kain that zeichen k'tayrus will have this schar that'll be rich. So only the kainim the Eibishter wants to make rich, he'll make that those kainim should be able to be zeichen k'tayrus. Hashem came to make a skula that every single kain can do, so l'maisa every single kain can become rich. It's not mistab, but Eibishter makes such a skula. That's the chari of the Pshat and Rashi. Now, Kavanim Teizu Shanim and Teizu Rosh argue, and they say that no, an oila also makes you rich. So what does the Gemara mean by ha-shchicha, ha-lo-shchicha? The Gemara means like this, that by an oila, even though an oila makes you rich, but you don't have to make a special pious for chadashim to bring the oila, because any kind who wants can bring an oila. You could always go and be makdir. A lot of times people come to with their oila of a yachid, and a kayin could zicha find an opportunity to go and be makdir somebody's oila and get the school to be rich. So male, there's no reason by the pious that you have to make a pious dafka for chadashim by the oila. Now, shenken the k'tayrus, which is loishchiach, it's impossible to make the k'tayrus except on the pious. So then we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance, or as many people as possible get a chance to become rich through the k'tayrus. Now, the Teizu Rosh asks that, if an oila is shchiach, and anyone who wants to do this gula could just bring an oila siyachid, and that's the reason why we don't make a pious for the oila, so why do we make a chadashim l'k'tayrus? Why don't we say anyone who wants to be rich anyway could just bring a carbon oila? So Mela, this skula, anyone could do. They could do it with an Ayla. Just like we don't make a special pious chadashim for the Tamid, because a skula to become rich, you could bring with a carbon yachid of an Ayla. So why do we make a pious chadashim l'kteiris? The skula to become rich, you could do with a regular carbon yachid of an Ayla. As I fact, the Taizirash, maybe you can answer that the skula for k'teiris and the skula for Ayla are two separate skulas. So if a person brought the Ayla, so already has that school of bringing the Ayla of a Kala al Mizbechecha, so there's no Mailal have by bringing the Tamit. So Mailal, since every Kayan could bring an Ayla Siachet at Shchicha, and if they do bring an Ayla Siachet, they don't have any Mailal by bringing a Tamit, there's no Mailal of doing it twice. But Mailal, they didn't bother with the Chadashim. Mashiach and the Keteris, even if the person can bring an Ayla, but the school of the Keteris is different than the school of Ayla, in case the school of the Ayla didn't work, you could still try the school of K'teris, that might work. And the Mela, they wanted to make that everyone should have a chance to get the school of K'teris, because it's Lo Yishchicha. As I Afshakam is Agana Teris and the Teis of Rosh's Kasha. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a name from Rabbi Yechanan, Eima Fisan al Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. They didn't make a separate pious of Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Has the same Avodis as the Tamid Shel Shacha. Like we'll see in this next Mishnah, really has two more. That's Xiri Eitzim. Whoever was Zeicha Shachris in the different Avodis, the Shchita, the Zrika, the different Nevarim, the Reish, the Regal, etc., that all these things are Main Arbaim. Also, whichever Kayim was Zeicha on the one Shachris, he's the one that did that exact same Avodah for Main Arbaim. Now, Taisus asks the Kasha that we say in the next Mishnah, Chavav and Beis, that there was also Shnei Gziri Eitzim Bein Arabayim, which they didn't have Shachris. So which Kayin did the Shnei Gziri Eitzim? And he says, even though there's two Avaydah Shachris, which you don't have Bein Arabayim, he says, Mi Medashim is Be'ech HaPnimi, and Mi Medashim is HaMenayra, those two you don't have Bein Arabayim. And you could say maybe that the ones that were Zeich on those two Avaydahs, they're the ones that bring the Shnei Gziri Eitzim Bein Arabayim. It will be exactly the same amount of kahanim, but he says it's a deichik to say, because it doesn't say it anywhere. It's deichik to be mevadah zemeli beinu, he says. Simchadah is such a thing that the ones that did the medashim is be'ech apnimi and the medashim is seminar, they're the ones that brought the shnei gzir eitz and bein arbayim. That's a deichik to say. So Taisa says, Einachinami, they had more kahanim being zeicha in the pious of Shachris. They added another two kahanim. It wasn't just 13 kahanim. They added another two kahanim in order to also have the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. And the reason why the Mishnah didn't mention them is because the Mishnah was discussing the kahanim that was Zeich in the Tamid Shel Shachar. But in a chinami, since the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim needed another two kahanim, they would add those two kahanim to the vice. That's what Taisa says. So the Gemara Sakash, it says in the Braisa that just like they were Mafis Shachars, they were also Mafis Bein Arbaim. So my answer is that's for K'teiris. So at this point, the Gemara held that Rabbi Eichanan was saying that they did not make an extra pious for Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, but they did make an extra pious for K'teiris. And Rashi explains, why did they make an extra pious for K'teiris? Because L'shana Ba'adam Olam. No one ever did the K'teiris twice, because it was Ma'asheris. So in Meila, they had to make an extra pious to have another person doing the K'teiris. The Tamid was done by the people that did the Tamid Shel Shachar. They're the same ones that did the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Mashenka and the K'teiris, you'd had another person doing the K'teiris Bein Arbaim. So Meila, there'd be another pious to do the K'teiris Shel Bein Arbaim. Then the Ma'as Akash from Ebrai says, Mufurish, that they did over both the Tamid and the K'teiris. They did the Shachar's and they did it over Bein Arbaim. So Gemara says the Teretz, Amar Shmuel Brav Yitzchak, Kacha B'Shabbos Haskinan. On Shabbos, Hayol Mishmaris Miskachis. On Shabbos, they had to make new payasas. During the week, you had the same Mishmar, so whichever Kayin was Zeicha on the Tamid of Shachar, that Kayin was Zeicha on the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And they didn't make an extra payas for the Tamid. Mashayin Kayin by Shabbos, where the Mishmar changed. On Shabbos, a new Mishmar came in. So that Kayin that did the Avayid of Shachris, he can't do the Avayid of Bein Arbaim because he's not in that Mishmar anymore. The next Mishmar would have to make a new pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And also for the K'teiris of Bein Arbaim. So the Ma'as Akashu, Lamay de Salka, Adaydin Mikar, and Nefishla Payasas. According to the Havmana that we thought that the Taka made another pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the Mishnah said that there were four payasas. And if they made another pious of Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, so that would make a fifth pious. So, according to the Havamina, there was more payasos. So the Gemara answers, Maisi kulu mitzafra. Everyone would gather in the morning. They wouldn't make an extra gathering for a payas. The Zachar be'shach v'zachar, the Zachar be'ar v'zachar. The Havamina that they made another payas for Bein Arbayim was not that they made an additional payas, meaning that they gathered again in the afternoon to make the goyel, to make the payas, who's going to bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. What they did was, when they gathered together in the morning, they picked out the Kahanim that won the payas for the Tamid of the morning, and then they made another payas in the same gathering, in the same circle, for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. That was the Havamina. But Rabbi Yechanan says they didn't do that. Rabbi Yechanan says they didn't make a payas in the same gathering of Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. No, the same Kahanim that did the Avodah Shachris, the Sheikhet, the Zayrik, the Malei Varam, the Kavish, the Mizbech, the Rosh Regel, etc., they did exactly the same Avodahs Bein Arbayim also. Now, there's a Machlokes Rishonim. What about Keteris? Because even when the Gemara first started, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan said that they didn't make another payas of Bein Arbayim, but the same kohen that was Zeicha Shachris did the same Avodah of Bein Arbayim. And then the Gemara has a kasha from a Braisa, that the Braisa says they made another payas, and the Gemara says, Kita Anibik Teiris, which means that even if we're going like Rabbi Yechanan, that by the Tamid, they didn't make any additional payasos, the one who won the Shachris payas and did that Avodah of the Tamid of Shachar, did the exact same Avodah of Tamid Bein Arbayim, but Keteiris, they did make an additional payas. By Keteiris, since Lashanab Adam Olam, they made another payas, and someone else was Zeicha in the Keteiris Bein Arbayim. And the shaila is, what about Lamaskana? Does Lamaskana, the same thing hold true, that by Keteiris, they made another payas? So the Lashon HaGemara is not mashma that it holds true Lamaskana, because the Gemara asks the kashu, Lamaid the Solak Adaitan Mikara Nefishalu Payasais. According to the Havamina, that we thought that there was another payas specifically for the Tamish Ben Arabayim, we have a kasha, there are more payasas. Well, even the maskanet should be shver. What about the k'tayris? It should be nefishalu payasas. There should be more, there's another payas for the k'tayris, which is the fifth payas for the k'tayris Shal Bein Arabayim. Now, ain't a chinami, l'chayr, the Gemara's teretz would answer that. The Gemara's teretz would be that they didn't make another payas, meaning they didn't gather again for the Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim. But while they were making the payas for the Tamid Shal Shachar, they also picked the kain for the Tamid Shal Bein Arabayim. Gemara's lashon l'maid the solak adaita mikara, that the cash was only on the havamina, that the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim needed a separate payas, and it's not a cash on the maskana for k'tayris. That's mashma that according to the maskana, even k'tayris, they didn't make a separate payas. And the brisa that says that they made a separate payas, again, is talking about on Shabbos where there was another mishmar. And that's what the Teis Shanim and the Ritva hold. Teis Shanim and Ritva hold, it's like the Gemara would have said Ella. In other words, we leave off all the terutzim of a hula k'tayris, and we're not discussing k'tayris at all. And even k'tayris is nichlal in Rabbi Yechanan's memra that he didn't make an extra pious for the k'tayris. And the same kain that did the k'tayris of Shachris, that won the pious and did the k'tayris of Shachris, he also did the k'tayris of Bein Arbayim. Aye, but k'tayris is like Shana Adam Ma'ilam. No one did it twice. And here we're saying that every day the same kain would do it twice. So the Ritva says that doing the k'tayris, Shachris and Arvis, that's not called doing the k'tayris twice. Since it's the same day, that's one k'tayris. And Zayin, the pshat is that you'd need both k'tayrises, the Shachris and the Bein Arbayim, to have the full Yisima k'tayr ba'pecha to get rich. But I'll go upon him. L'maskana, the Ritva and the Teis Shanim hold that by k'tayris also, they didn't have a new person doing the k'tayris. They had the same person doing the k'tayris. And even though Lashon Adam Ma'ilam, that only applies for a second day. But if it's the same day, there's no problem with Lashon Adam Ma'ilam. The same person does the k'tayris by Shachris and Bein Arbayim is considered like one k'tayris. And Taiz Rosh says the same thing in one teretz, but he has other terutzim that a different person did the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. Either they made a separate payas in the morning for someone else to do the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, and it's not an official payasas because they didn't gather again, they did it in the same gathering, or they didn't even make a separate payas, but the one next to the kain that won Shachris, he's the one that gets the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim, the kain she'imai, It's the Zeichanim with the Talmud Shemein Arabayim. Those are the other two Terutzim of a Tais Rush. So Tais Rush is naming on, they did not make a separate pious for the Ktairish Shemein Arabayim, because if so, Nefishi Lepayaseis, but they did have a separate person in two of his Terutzim, they did have a separate person doing it because of the Surah of Ma'ilam, Leishana Ba'adam Ma'ilam, that no one ever repeated the Ktairis, and either that was done at the same gathering of the pious of the Ktairis, they made another pious for Tamin Shabbat Abayim. It's not considered a separate pious because it's the same gathering, like the Gemara's Teretz. Or it wasn't even another pious, it was just the one next to him that got the Ktairis Shabbat Abayim. The Kasha is, so why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha, Lamai the Salak Adayta de Mikara, the Fish Leib Yasis? Why did the Gemara only ask the Kasha, according to the Havamina, that other people did the Tamid, so Mameloi, they had to have another pious for the Tamid Shabbat Arbaim. L'chari, they could have asked the same Kasha, L'maskana, that the Tamid was done by the same people that did the morning, but the Ktairis was not done by the same person, because L'shana Ba'adam La'ilam, so Nefish Leib Yasis. Even though the Teretz answers it, but why did the Gemara not ask the Kasha by Ktairis? So the Achrayin and the Siach Yitzchak, the Sfas Emes, they discuss it. Basically, the answer is, Taisus asked a very similar kasha that, like we said before, by Tamid Shabbat Arbaim, they brought an additional Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which that also had to be done in the morning, otherwise Nefisha L'Payaseis. So Taisus asks, so why did the Gemara only ask the kasha L'may D'Salak Adayin to Mikara? Why did the Gemara only ask the kasha, according to the Havamina, that the Avoid of the Tamid, the Sheikhed and the Zayrik was a different person, so then you need another pious. L'chari, even the Maskana, at least the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, no one was Eich on that Shachris. So why would they need another pious for the Shnei Gziri Eitzim Bein Arbaim? So Taisa says like this. Taisa says that according to Rabbi Eichanan, that all the Avoidas that they picked Shachris did that same Avoida Bein Arbaim. So then, even if there were some Avoidas Bein Arbaim which didn't count, but because they didn't have them shachris, but then it makes sense that they also picked those people shachris also, and they didn't make a separate pious. Mashein kein, if the avoda shachris don't count for bein arbaim, so therefore there's no reason why they should do the pious of bein arbaim b'shachris. Why not make a separate pious bein arbaim? That was the gemara's havamina, or the lashon of the brayso was mashmin that way. Shem shemafisin l'shachris kach mafisin l'bein arbaim. It's mashmin the actual pious was bein arbaim. So that's why when the Gemara thought that they made completely separate Kahanim for Bein Arbaim, the Gemara thought that would mean through an extra bias. So you could say Berach the same Teres for Ktairis, that the Gemara didn't have a Kasha that the Ktairis, since you have a different person doing it Bein Arbaim, you need a different pious. That the Gemara understood that you could do that pious in the morning. The Gemara's whole Kasha was if the Tamid, the pious of the Talmud of Shachris doesn't work for Bein Arbaim, Vay says you need another pious, that pious, Minastam, why would they do that Shachris? Why not do that Bein Arbaim? Or the Lashon of the Brayso says Mashmitz Bein Arbaim. That the Gemara says no, even though the Kanim that won Shachris don't do a Bein Arbaim, but still, they wanted to do all the payasas together, and they did it all Shachris. Al Kabanim, we have two Shittas, the Taizir Rosh, the Taizir Shanim, and the Ridva hold that the same Kayin that did it Shachris, did it Bein Arbaim. And the Mashal points out, Taisus also mashman that way, because he only asked the Kasha on the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. He didn't ask the Kasha on Ktairis. And the Taisir Rosh holds, no, it's not the same Kayin that did it Shachris, did it Bein Arbaim, but they didn't make a separate pious Bein Arbaim for the Ktairis. Either they made that pious in the morning while they were gathered for the pious of the morning, or in the same pious, the one who won the Ktairis in the morning, the next Kayin gets the Ktairis of Bein Arbaim. The Rambam has a third shita. The Rambam says they made an actual pious Bein Arbaim for the Ktairis every day, because Kadash el Mekteiris. By the Tamid, the ones who won the Chachris, they're the ones that did it Bein Arbaim. But the Ktairis, they made an actual another pious Be'erev Bein Arbaim, they made a pious for Ktairis. So on the Rambam, it's Shver, even the Maskana. What happened to the Kash of the Gemara and the Fish Le'Payasis? And you don't even have the Gemara's Teretz that they did in the morning. The Rambam Lahedya says that they did it Bein Arbaim, they did it in the afternoon. So what's up, Shat? And the Rambam has a Shtim with the Gemara. So now, Achreinim, the Rashash here and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Masechtas Tamid in the Mishnayis, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, and the Arsameich on the Rambam, they all mechavim into the same teretz. The Rambam says that when they had chadashim, they would make a pious bein arba'im. But if everybody at one point in their lives was once makdik teretz, so then the one that won the k'tayr shachris, he would take do it bein arba'im. Now, if there were chadashim left to make a pious bein arba'im, they would take do it. But if there was no chadashim at all, let's say everybody in this particular Beis Av was once makdik the k'tayris, so that they still make a pious shachris for the kahanim that are there, even if you don't have any chadashim, that's fine. But the same kain that won shachris, he'll do the k'tayris bein arba'im, because anyway it's not chadashim. So male, they didn't bother making another pious bein arba'im. So the achrayim say the Rambam means to answer the kasha. Hayyais, the pious was only done when there were chadashim there, and if there were no chadashim there, they did not do another pious for the k'tayris bein arba'im, a fifth pious. That's why it's not called that there were five payases, because there wasn't always five payases. When there were chadashim, then they had five payases. But when there was no chadashim, so they didn't have five payases, then they only had four payases, and the kayin that did the k'tayris in the morning, he would do the k'tayris bein arba'im, just like the Avodah Satamid. Now let's go weiter. The Mishnah had said, V'revi, chadashim im yishanim, you could have old and new kahanim, imale yivorim in a kevesh l'mizbech. Who's bringing up the yivorim of the Talmud from the kevesh to the mizbech? And the Gemara says, Masnisan d'loik Rablazer ben Yankov. The Mishnah doesn't go like Rablazer ben Yankov. The Tanan, Rablazer ben Yankov, Omer, ha'male yivorim l'kevesh, hu male oisim l'mizbech. Whoever, all the six kahanim, whoever brought the yivorim to the kevesh, to the ramp of the Mizbech, they continue and they bring it up to the Mizbech. Now, the Rishayna point out, the Ritva, it's Mavur that way in the Mishnayis and Tamid, according to Rabbi Zim Yankov also, they stop. They bring it up to the Kavish and they put it down. And then they go and they daven, it says there. The Mishnah and Tamid explains different avodas that they did between bringing it to the Kavish and bring it up from the Kavish to Mizbech. But the Blazim Yaakov holds that when they're ready now to bring the Evarim from the Kavish up to the Mizbech, the same six Kehanim that brought it to the Kavish, they go and they bring it from the Kavish to the Mizbech. Snapshot, Blazim Yaakov holds it's one trip that they bring from the Shulchanais where they cut and amafshit the Tamid all the way up to the Mizbech. They zichah bring it up to the Kavish and put it down on the Kavish and leave it there, and do some other avodas, and then they go back and they bring it up. But according to the Tanna Kamma, there's another pious, another kohen brings it up, and according to Blazer ben Yankov, the same kahanim that brought it there, they're the ones that bring it up. And the Gemara says, "B'maikam iflugi, marisava b'roivam hajus melech," that there should be more kahanim involved in bringing the evarim up to the mizbeach, because that's a hajus melech. There's more kahanim there, so the same kahanim that bring it to the kavish are not the ones that bring it up to the mizbeach. It's not the Erecharitz of Malkam Shechina, because if it wouldn't be the same Kahanim that bring it to the Kevesh, that bring it up, you'd say that those Kahanim is Trich Leimul, so they couldn't be bothered to do the whole job. So it looks bad, it doesn't look the Erecharitz, that they should be other Kahanim finishing up the job. If you start the job, you should finish the job, so you should see that clear that you want to do the entire job. That's the Machlokes in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is Mavur, that according to Blazer ben Yankov, that you didn't have other Kahanim that went from the Kevish up to the Mizbeach, there was a fourth pious for the Machta. Now Blazer ben Yankov would have a fourth pious for the Machta, that there'd be one pious for the K'tayris, the one who actually does the Avodah of the K'tayris, and the other pious for the one who brings in the Machta with the coals from the Mizbeach Achitzan for the purpose of the K'tayris. That's where Blazer ben Yankov was. Now Rabbi Yehuda holds that there wasn't another pious for the Machta, so he has to hold, not like Elazar ben Yankov, he has to hold that the fourth pious was Mimalei Varim Mikavish L'Mizbech. According to the Chacham of Elazar ben Yankov, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how many Kahanim were involved in the fourth pious? Was it six Kahanim involved in the fourth pious? Just like there were six Kahanim that brought it from the Shulchanais, where they did the Hefshin and Yituach until the Kevesh, there was another six Kahanim that brought it in the same way, from the Kevesh up to the Mizbech, the same Reish Regel, and Ukitz Regel, etc. Or, no, from the Kevesh to the Mizbech, there was only one Kayin. Rashi, Keseder, says that there was only one Kayin. Rashi is an Amid Beis, Medibra Maskel Atzmai. He says clearly, the less they chad l'halos mi Kevesh l'Mizbech. that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't hold that there's one extra bringing from the Kavish Mizbech. And also the Rashi towards the end of the sugya of Atanya Shiva Asar, he also says, Ha'utanisli oikain echad hamalei varim in a Kavish Mizbech ekun yidzayin, the 17, because there's one additional kain that brings it from the Kavish to the Mizbech. So Rashi's shita is clearly that one kain brought it from the Kavish to the Mizbech. Taisus also seems told that way. Taisus, Amud Aleph, the Ramaskal, the Tanan, and also Amud Beis, the Ramaskal, he, the Loikal, Bezim, and Yankov. It's also Mavurif and Taisus that only one kain brought it from the Kavish to the Mizbech, and the Meiri also holds that way. And the Rambam also is very mafurish that that one kain brought it. Two places. The Rambam in Perek Dalad, Halacha Ches, and Elchus Tamidu Musafim, he says that a pious revi'i miskaps and kuma fisu and lay the mi male vermin a kevish and zvech a fisu vizacha misha zacha. He doesn't say vizachu misha zachu. He says vizacha misha zacha, lashin yachit. That sounds pretty clear that it's one. It's even a little bit more clear in the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, he writes, V'akach mala zesh zacha be'varim esay varim in a kevish l'mizbech. The one who zech in the varim brings the varim from the kevish to mizbech. Earlier it said that the six kahanim that was zech bring it to the kevish, and here he says, zesh zacha brings him in kevish mech. Don't say, elu shezachu. Clearly that there was only one kahim bringing it. The Siach Yitzchak on the Teis Yishanim says this, and also the Chavetz Chaim and the Kutei Lachas and Masechtas Tamid, he also makes his deek in the Rambam that there was only one kain. So these Kamarishayin, the Rashi, Taisus, the Miri, and the Rambam, they all hold that there was only one kain that brought it from the Kevish Mizbech. But the Taisus Shanim and the Taisus Rosh in Amud Beis, and the Sugya of the Loikar, Abazim, and Yankov with the 17 Kahanim, they hold that six Kahanim brought it from the Kevish Mizbech. And that's what the Ritva also holds. The Ritva also brings this Taisus. So these three Shanim, the Taisus, Taisus Shanim, and Taisus Rosh, and the Ritva, they hold that six Kahanim brought it from the Kevish to the Mizbech. The Ritva is a kasha because the Gemara on the Chav Zayinim and Aleph brings the drasha from the Pasuk from V'orchu Bnei Aaron and Kahanim. From that Pasuk, you learn out six Kahanim. And L'chaira, Midei Raisa, there's no din of two halois. There's no halah to the Kevish, and Allah from the Kevish to the Mizbech. There's only one thing. So if Midaraisa is a din of six Kahanim, the six Kahanim should have to be there throughout the Halah. Could be, according to the other Rishayim, the Pshat is that you learn it from the Pasuk that six Kahanim have to be Isaac in it, but not the entire time. So that's one Kasha the Rishayim ask. Another Kasha to ask is that it's Mavur in the Mishnah and Talmud that when the Kohen Gadol was Makter, six different Kahanim passed it to him. They handed it to him. So L'chaira, if you're going to say that normally the six Kahanim only bring it from the Shulchan to the Kevish, and one Kohen brings it from the Kevish to Mizbech, so if the Kohen Gadol is Makter, so right, the one Kohen should bring it from the Kevish to Mizbech and should give it all to the Kohen Gadol. So the Siach Yitzchak answers for the Rishayim and the Rashi and Taisus and the Rambam that hold that one Kohen does, he says, but when the Kohen Gadol was Makter, so then they had six Kohenim do it, that's covered for the Kohen Gadol. So normally only one Kohen would do it. Another Kasha the Rishayim ask on Rashi and Taisus and the Rambam is that the whole reason why they do two halois, the Gemara says, is Bereivam Hadras Melech. Really, they could do only one halal, like Abazim and Yaakov says, but the reason why they do two is because Bereivam Hadras Melech. So if only one Kohen is going to bring it up, so what's the point of doing two if you're not going to have such a Reivam? You might as well make a real Reivam and have six kind of bring it up, or at least even the same six, but it's more of a Reiv Am when you have six people doing the whole Aveda than if the six people are stopping and one person takes over. If another six people take over, so that's a Reiv Am. But if only one person takes over, so it's felt in the Reiv Am. The Miri answers that since they're only going a short trip from the Kevish to Mizbech, so there, everyone's masking that if you have six people doing it from the Kevish to Mizbech, that would look like Lamasa. Even though on the longer trip from the Shulchanis to the Kevish for Kerik, you do six people, and there's Taka Inyan of Bereivam, but from the Kevish to Mizbech, if six different people will do it, that looks more like Lamasa. So Mamela, they only did it with one person, because that's everyone's masking, that they only did it with one person, because there, it would look strange to do it with six people since they're making such a short trip. Al-Kabonim, that's what the Miri answers. Al-Kabonim, you have this Machlokes Rishonim, if the fourth pious was one person bringing all the Evarim from the Kevesh to Mizbech, or it was just like there were six people that brought it from the Shulchanis to the Kevesh, another six Kanim would bring it from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. The Mishnah says, Tamid Karev V'tisha Ba'asara Ba'achad Asa B'shnei Masal Epachis V'layayser. The Talmud needs either 9 Kohanim to do that for Krava, or 10, or 11, or 12, not more, not less. And we're not talking about the Shechita and the Zrika and those things. We're talking about Dafka, the Akhtar of the Talmud. And there, the minimum is 9, and the maximum is 12. So what are the 9 Kohanim? Atzmei B'tish, it says. The Talmud by itself is 9 Kohanim. And there were 5 Kohanim for the Evarim of the Talmud, and 1 for the Kirbayim, so 6 Kohanim for the Guf of the Talmud, and then you had 1 for the Seilas, and 1 for the Chavitim, and 1 for the Yayin. That's what the Mishnah had said before, and those are the 9 Kohanim. So Rashi says, and it does not go like this goes dafka like Reb Elezer ben Yankov, because according to the Rabbanan, you needed 1 extra Kohen to bring the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. This goes like Reb Elezer ben Yankov that the same Kohanim that brought it to the Kevesh, they brought it up to the Mizbech, because according to the Rabbanan, there was another Pais, and 1 other Kohen brought it from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. So Mela would have to be 10 Kohanim, and of course, according to other Rishonim, if it wouldn't be Reb Elezer ben Yankov, so it was another 6 Kohanim that brought it from the Kevesh to the Mizbech, so then there'd be 15 Kohanim. So they would also agree to this Ha'ara and Rashi that if there was another Kohen or 6 other Kohanim and bring it from the Kevesh Mizbech, so it wouldn't be 9. But Taisus and Amin Aleph says this is very shver to, because the Reish of the Mishnah that says that the Pious Haravi, that's not going like Reb Elezer ben Yankov, that's going like the Rabbanan, because according to Reb Elezer ben Yankov, there was no Pious Haravi, or the Pious Haravi was for the Machta, not for the Mimalei Varim Kevesh Mizbech, because they didn't make an extra Pious for that. And then this very Seifa of the Mishnah, right afterwards it says, Atzmai B'tisha is going dafka like Reb Elezer ben Yankov. The Gemara should ask the Kasha, Reisha Rabbanim V'Seifa Reb Elezer ben Yankov. So Taisa says, Avada, this Mishnah doesn't necessarily have to go like Reb Elezer ben Yankov, it even go to Rabbanim, but the Mishnah wasn't counting the bringing it from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. The Shaila is, why not? Why don't we count those Kohanim also? So Taisa says, it could be we only want to count the Tchila Sayalacha, the ones who are starting to bring it. But if already there was a partial halacha, we don't count the ones that are finishing off the job. But Taisa doesn't like this pshat so much, because it's not clear why should the Mishnah only count the ones who are starting the job and not count the ones that are finishing off the job. So Taisa says the mahalach, and the reason why we don't count the Kohanim that bring it from the Kevesh to Mizbech is because when the Mishnah says 9, the Mishnah means that it can't be less than 9. And you can't say that it can't be less than 10, in other words, because you also need the Kohen that brings it from the Kevesh to the Mizbech, because sometimes the Kohen that won the Pious Sheni and brought it to the Kevesh, he'll also win the Pious Revi. So Kum Tais, it will be the same Kohen. They made another Pious. Normally it's a different Kohen. But if the Kohen that won the Pious Hasheni wins the Pious Revi, in that case it will be the same Kohen. So in that case, it will only be 9. So when it says 9, meaning that it won't be less than 9. So that's the minimum. So Memela, even though normally it was more, normally there was another Kohen that brought it from the Kevesh to Mizbech, but it didn't have to be that way, because could be the one who won the second Pious would also win the fourth Pious and bring it also from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. So that's a big chiddush, that even if you won one Pious, you could still come to the next Pious and do another Avoida if you win the next Pious. The Gvura Sari says that that's not Mestaba. Not Mestaba they would allow someone who already won one Pious to go and be part of the next Pious. Because they're only here for that day to do the Avoida. L'chaira, the reason for the Pious is to split up the jobs. So if you won one job, you're already doing that job. So Mecha Tesa, you're allowed into the Pious to do a second job. Gvura Sari argues on Tesis. Taisus Taka Chiddush. The Ritva says the reason why it didn't count the second step, the only count of the Tekila Seilach, is because Bepluktalei Kamayri. Not that we're going like Reb Lezer ben Yankov, but since there is a machlekes Reb Lezer ben Yankov and the Rabbanan, so the Mishnah only discusses the Tekila Seilach, there's nine, because that everyone agrees to. And as far as the Seifa Elacha, there's a machlekes, so the Mishnah doesn't discuss it. It's a little bit shrek, because the Mishnah before was going like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Lezer ben Yankov. The Gevura Sari says a pshat that the Mishnah wanted to include the Kahanim that did the job both by the Talmid Shel Shachar and the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim. The Mishnah is also including the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, like the cases in the Mishnah. And the Gevura Sari is mechadish that by the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, they didn't do it in two stages. By the Talmid Shel Shachar, they Zichar did it in two stages. Like we said, even according to Blazim and Yankov, they did it in two stages. They brought it from the Shulchanis to the Kavish, and then they went and did other Avedis, and then they brought it from the Kavish to Mizbech. But by the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, there was no such thing. That's what he tied in as he brings it from the Mishnah in Talmud. By the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, they brought it straight from the Shulchanis all the way to the Mizbech. So Mela, since by the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim, they did not have an extra Kayin, bring it up, Mela, we're not counting that job, because that job didn't exist by the Talmid Shel Ben Arbayim. That's the Gevura Sari's Teretz. The Gemara brings the Braisa, Tanu Rabbi Chiya, Pais Pamim Yud Gimel, Pam Yud Dalet, Pam Tezvav, Pam Tezayin. The Pais sometimes with 13 Kanim that was Zeicha, that's on a regular day, with 13 Kanim was Zeicha in the second Pais, as was enumerated in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Chafei, Mi Sheichet, Mi Zeirik, Mi Bedashim Mizbech HaPnimi, Mi Bedashim Seminari, etc., that they're all together 13 Kahanim that was Eich in the Pais. Pamim Yidalad, sometimes there are 14 Kahanim, which is on Sukkot, they had one extra thing, in Nisach HaMayim, we had extra Kain. Pam Tezvav, which was on Shabbos, which had two extra Kahanim for the Bezichei Levina. And Pam Tezayin, sometimes it was 16, which is Shabbos and Sukkot, which had the 13 that was Eichel, as enumerated in that Mishnah, plus the Mayim for Sukkot, plus the two Bezichei Levina, that makes altogether 16. So the Gemara says, Vatanya Yud Zayin. Either there's a Braisa that says it was 17. How do you have a case of 17? So the Gemara says, Ahudu Loikar Abazi B'Yankov, Ela Karabi Yehuda. That's the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, which was Mugal Pirashi. The original Girsa was, Ahudu Loikar Abazi B'Yankov, Ahudu Loikar Abazi Yehuda, and that's what most Rishayim are Gairis. And the three Mahalchim Shat in this Gemara, what's the 17 that this Braisa is referring to? Rashi's Malach is that we're discussing again the case of Shabbos on Sukkot. So the 16 we have is the same 16, the Sheichet, the Zayrik, the Medashim, is Be'ech HaPnimi, the Medashim, the Menorah, those four, and then the nine that bring up the Talmud, in other words, the six that bring the five that bring the Evarim, and the sixth one that brings the Kerbayim, and the Chavitim, and the Nesachim, and the Seilas, for the Minchas HaTalmud. And those are the, and also the two Bezichei Levina and the Mayim. Those are the 16, like we said. And the 17th one is the one that brings the Ivarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbech. Rashi L'shita says only one Kayin did it. So that's the 17th. And that's the Leiker Ablazim and Yankov, because Ablazim Yankov holds it, the same Kahanim that brought the Ivarim to the Kevesh. They're the same ones that bring it from the Kevesh up to the Mizbech. So they don't have that extra one. So that's only 16. But according, if you go to Leiker, Ablazim, and Yankov, so then the 17, because we're going to count the Kayin that brings it from the Kevesh up to the Mizbeach. And so Rashi says, we're not Goyris to Leiker, Rabbi Yehuda. Because what would the Pshat be if we're Goyris to Leiker, Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Machlokes Rabbi Nachum is if they made a pious for the Machta. But Rashi says, what's the difference? First of all, we're not discussing the Machta, we're not discussing the Keteris here. We're discussing the Talmud. So the whether there was an extra person bringing the Machta or not wouldn't seem to be relevant. We're not discussing the Machta. We're discussing the Talmud. And the second question Rashi really has is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was somebody that brought up the Machta of Kohl's. It just, they didn't decide on Ayyadei Pais. But there definitely was a person, a separate person, that brought the Machta. So why? According to Yehuda, it really could be 17, because they had a person with the Machta, even though he didn't win Ayyadei Pais. So Rashi says the Giris is the loy k'rab lezer b'yankav el k'rab Yehuda, because the Gemara said before that Rabbi Yehuda can't hold like a lezer b'yankav, because if Rabbi Yehuda would hold like a lezer b'yankav, so there would only be three payasas, and we know there were four. So that's what it means, the loy k'rab lezer b'yankav el k'rab Yehuda. But Taisa says that goes against the Giris of Sesvarim, all the Sesvarim had the loy k'rab lezer b'yankav with the loy k'rab Yehuda. So Taisa says that the 17 were all the different people that were Zeich and all the Payasis, and L'chay, according to Taisus, it's a little bit dachuk that we have to say that we're not discussing anymore the Shabbos of Zeich HaChag. We're not discussing the most it could be, because otherwise it could be even more than 17. But we're discussing every single day. Every day, how many people were Zeich and the Payas? Every day, you had the first Payas that was one, the Chuma Sedeshen. The second pious was 13, like we explained, that makes 14. The third pious, there was two, the Machta and the Keteris, so that makes 16. And the fourth pious, there was one. There was one that brought from the Evarim, the Kevish, the Mizbeach. Taisus also holds that Shita, that it wasn't six Kanim, it was one Kite. So the 17 means the 17 different Kanim that was Zeicha, in all the four payasos every single day. And that's the loiker of Lezer Min Yaakov, because according to Lezer Min Yaakov, it's only 16, because you didn't have anyone, an extra kayim being melech from the kevish and the mizbech. The ones who brought it to the kevish, they're the ones that brought it up to the mizbech. And it's the loiker of Yehuda, because according to Yehuda, there wasn't any kayim that was zeich in the pious of the machta, just whichever kayim won the k'teiris, he chose a kayin to bring in the machta. Taiz before explained, either he chose a kayin, he didn't have to go to the kayin next to him, because that would be called a zchiya b'payis, just like the 13 that was zeicha, because the first one is a sheichet, and the one next to him is a zeich, and the one next to him is a medashim, is becha pnimi, etc. They're all called a zeicha b'payis. So if the k'tairis one, the one right next to him, would automatically get the machta, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he'd be a zeicha b'payis. When Rabbi Yehuda says it wasn't a pious or machta, it means whoever won the k'tairis could pick anyone he wants to do the machta, or Taisus says earlier he could actually even do it himself. Balko Panim, the one who did the machta was not a zeicha b'payis, he was chosen by the one who got the k'tairis. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there were only 16 people that were zeicha b'payis. So when the Gemara says 17, it means 17 zeichim in all the four payasos, and the loiker Abazim and Yankov, because according to Abazim Yankov, there's only 16 zeichim, because we're going to leave out the one that brought the Evarim from the Kevish to the Mizbech, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's the loiker Abayuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only 16 zeichim, because we're leaving out the one that was zeichim in the Machta. The Taisus Yishanim and the Taisus Rosh and the Ritva, they say a third Mahalach in the Gemara. They're very bothered with Rashi. Rashi, like we said, says that the 17 were the 13 that was Zeich and the second Pais, together with the Mayim and the Shnei Bezich Levayna, because they're talking about Sukkos on Shabbos, Shabbos that was Chal on Sukkos. And the 17th was the one that brought it from the Evarim, from the Kevish and Mizbech. So they asked the Kasha Mimanavshach, are we counting all the people that were Zeich and a Pais? So why don't we count the other two payasas altogether? Why don't we count also the other two payasas? Why do we only count the second one and the fourth one? El and I were talking about the people that did the avoid in the Talmud. Well, the Medashim is Be'ech HaPnimi and the Medashim is the Menorah, which are two of the Zeichim and the second payas, they weren't doing any avoid for the Talmud. So why are we counting the one that brings the Evarim from the Kevish and the Mizbeach, and we're also counting the Medashinus and Mizbeach HaPnim and Medashinus HaMenorah, and we're making it all together 17, and we're not counting the Keteris, and we're not counting the Chumah Sedeshin. What's the Cheshbon? If we're counting all the Zeichim and all the four Piyasas, we should count everyone. And if we're only counting the Talmud, so we shouldn't count the Medashinus and Mizbeach HaPnim and the Medashinus HaMenorah. And the other Kashid Askin Rashi, like we explained before, these are the Rishonim that hold, and they bring Rais, that six Kehanim, another six Kehanim brought the Evarim from the Kevish and Mizbech. So it couldn't be 17. It couldn't possibly be 17. Because if you're counting the ones that brought it from the Kevish to the Mizbech, you have to count another six, not another one. And therefore, there'd be altogether 21, not 17. 22, not 17. The Taisa Shonim and the Ritva, they say the pshats like this. We're counting the pious Hasheni, period. We're counting all the Zeichim and the pious Hasheni. So, who are the Zeichim and the pious Hasheni? We had 13 that the Mishnah enumerated earlier. And we're talking about Shabbos Shebaseich HaChag, which you have also the Shnei Bezichel Levayna and the Mayim. So we have 16. And the 17th is the Machta. Because according to these Rishonim, the Machta for the Ketores is also done in the Pious Hasheni. And the reason why the Machta was done in the Pious Hasheni is because the Machta doesn't make you rich. And therefore, the Ketores was done as a separate Pious in order to have the Chadashim L'Ketores. But the Machta, that doesn't make you rich. So the Machta was done in the second pious, which most Avaidas were done in the second pious. So those were the 17. And that's what it means, the Leiker Ablazer Ben Yankov, or the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Ablazer Ben Yankov, the Machta was done in the fourth pious. Ablazer Ben Yankov had to have four piyasas, and they were explained before, that according to Ablazer Ben Yankov, well, you didn't have a pious, so the fourth pious was the Machta. So, we're discussing the second pious. According to Elazar ben Yankov, the Machta was the fourth pious. So the second pious, the most it can have was 16. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Machta didn't have a pious altogether. The one that won the Keteris is the one that chose the Machta. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, also the Machta wasn't done in the second pious. So also the second pious couldn't have 17. But if the Leiker Elazar ben Yankov, the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda, then the Machta was done on the second pious. So that's a big chiddush from the Taisa Shonim and the Ritva, that they hold that the Machta was done in the second pious. The Maaser Rashi, early on Chavav Mebeis, says Mefurish, in the top of the Rashi, Loya Pious L'Machta, says Mefurish that the Machta was done according to Rabbanan in the third pious. And that's the Mashmais of Taisus. But these Rishayim hold, Mikayath Eskamar, that the Machta was done on the second pious. The Rambam has a very mechudish tikkashita. The Rambam says that the one who was zeichet at Chumas Hadeshen, he's the one that does the Machta. So he also didn't hold the Machta was done the second pious. He couldn't have learned the Gemara like Taisa Shanim and the Ritva. And upon him, that's a very mechudish tikkamahalach, that the one that did the Chumas Hadeshen, he does the Shnei Gziri Eitzim, and he also does the Machta for the Keteris. Achrayim speak about what's the Makai for the Rambam. HaKabbanim, we have three shittas in the Rabbanim, whether the Machta was done the second pious, that's the Ritva and Taisa Shonim, whether the Machta was done on the third pious, that Rashi says, Yolin Chafayim Abeis, and the Rambam shita, that the Machta, the Zeich of the first pious, is Shumas Hadesh, and he's the one that does the Machta. Now, one more Nekuda. The Gemara brings an ex-Mishnah that says that the aisle is carved with 11, and the par with 24, and the Gemara explains all the different Evarim and how many kanim you need for them. And the Mishnah fears is Mehmed Varmur Mekarbanas Tzibur, Ava Bekarbin Yachid Imratzala Hakriv Makriv. That only by a carbon Tzibur, then there's a Seder that the Kevis needs 9, the Isle 11, and the par needs 24. But by a carbon Yachid, one kind could do the entire thing. And Rashi says, he could be makriv. That by a carbon yachid, there's no din pious altogether. A kohen could bring the entire thing without any pious at all. The din pious is only said by carbon tzibur, and it wasn't said by carbon yachid altogether. The Mishnah Melech in Hilchas Tumim Masaf and Perek Dal Lachetes is Mesupik. According to Rashi, there was no pious. What's it then? Is it Tully in the Bailam? The one who brings the carbon, he could choose any kain he wants, and only that kain has a skus? Or is it pshat that you say, kol ha-kaidim zacha? Is it pshat that you say that any kain he wants could take? It's not up to the Bailam. The Bailam doesn't have any rights to choose any kain. He brings the carbon. There's no din pious. Any kain he wants could just grab the carbon and just do it. So he says that Pashtas it's mashman that you say kol ha-kaidim zacha. Pashtas is not totally in the Bailam Bechlal. Pashtas you say kol ha-kaidim zacha. But he's bothered by Akasha. So why didn't they make a din of pious, the whole reason why they made payas is because Dil Masel and Tziyeh, people will fight. So why would they fight about the carbon yachid? He says maybe you could say that a carbon tzibu was more valuable to them. That they'll fight about. A carbon yachid wasn't so valuable, so that they wouldn't fight. He says it's a daichik. It could be to make it a little bit less daichik. The pshat has a carbon tzibu, there was only one. So a mela and a carbon tzibu is a big excuse to do the carbon tzibu, so all the kanim would want to do it. By saying it could be kabanis yachid, could be there was plenty. So the pshat is, anyone who really wanted to do a carbon yachid, there was enough kabanis yachid for everyone. So mela, they didn't have to be masak and payasis. Upon him, he names on that it's not totally in the Bailam, it's a din of kolakaitim zachar. The Taisis Yantav is also mashman that way, because the Taisis Yantav also has the same kasha as the Mishnah Lamelech. Why weren't they masak and a payas? They'll be afraid of Dulma Asil and Siye. Why aren't they afraid they might come to a fight? If it was up to the Bailam, so the Chayyad is no kshash and Siye. The Bailam will choose the kain that he wants. There won't be any fight. And that's taka what it says in the Taisus Chadashim on this Taisus Yantif, that he wants to answer Taisus Yantif's kasha, which is the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha, wanted to make a payas Dulma Asil and Siye. He says because the Bailam used to choose the kain, and the Malakit brings down also another Achron that says that in case the Baal didn't choose a Kain, so he could always tell him to choose a Kain if you see there's a fight. There won't be a fight, though. The Baalim will decide. And once he decides, everyone has to listen to the Baalim. That's Mashvat Teis Yantav held like the Mishnah Lamelech that it wasn't beyond the Baalim. The Hagayis on the side, Hagayis Marie Landau, wants to say that it is beyond the Baalim to choose. And he wants to answer Stephen Rashi, because Rashi here says Mefurish that a carbon yachid they did not have a pais. And Rashi and that Bezim and Bez, when the Gemara says that maybe there's a din prisha by a carbon yachid, and the Gemara says, how would you know who's doing the carbon yachid? You have by the Kohen Gadol by Yom Kippur, asked the parish for 7 days. The Gemara asks, maybe it means carbonus, it says also B'yayim Tzavaisai. So the Gemara says, Miyadin and Haikayim Misrami. How would you know which Kayin is going to do the carbon yachid? And Rashi this says, Valoyal de Pais so you waived them. Because they used to do with the Pais. So you see, clearly we're talking about carbon yachid, and Rashi says they did do a Pais. And Rashi over here says that by carbon yachid they did not do a Pais. So it sounds like a Steer in Rashi's. So the guys, Mary Landau, from the night debut there, Becheska Landau, he says that the Teretz is that Rashi holds that the Bailam could choose a Kayin, the Bailam could choose a Kayin, and that Kayin would have to do it. So if the Bailam would choose the Kayin, so then that Kayin would have to do it, you wouldn't be a Din Pais. When Rashi before said that by Karban Yochan they did all day Pais, he means if the Bailam didn't choose any Kayin. So then they would taka make a Pais even by Karban Yochan. A lot of the Chayinim ask that Stira in Rashi. The Svasemis over there says that you have to be Gairis in the Rashi Fakert. And the Mitzvah also brings that Girsa. That Fakert. That Rashi also is saying like this Rashi, that a Karban Yachid didn't have a Pais. He says, if Rashi is saying they did have a Pais, so then what's the problem? Miyadin and Hecha Mishrami, you don't know which kind it is. Do the Pais 8 days early, and then you'll know which Kain, and then that Kain should have to do Prisha 7 days. Fakert, Rashi's trying to say, we don't know which Kain it will be, because they didn't do it on day Pais. Fakert, either you'll say Kol HaKaidim Zacha, like the Mishnah Lamelech says, or you'll say the Bailam could choose, like the other Achreinim, but the point is that the reason why we don't know which kain it will be is because there was not a pious. If there was a pious, we could have done the pious earlier and know which kain it was. Kabbanim, we have this machlekes achreinim, if by carbon yachid, how does it work? Does it work through the Bailam choosing it? Or does it work kalakaidim zacha? Or Marie Landau saying that when the Bailam don't choose, so then it works like they pious. The Rashash holds it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. There's Rashi and Tzmura that says that the owner of an Ayla has a Ili dominant, he has a value in this carbon that he has, even though it's an Ayla, because he could take money to give it to a specific Kayin. Someone could come over to him and say, I'll give you money if you give this carbon to a specific Kayin. So you see, Rashi holds clear, it's beyond the Bailam to pick a Kayin, which to pick. That's what the Rashi says in Tumur, Daf Amid Beis. And Taisus there says, we don't find such a Taivasana. We don't find that he has a value in the carbon that he could pick the kayim. We find by truma and by bechar, there's a din. There's a matnes kuni, you can give it to the kayim you want. But by oila now, we don't find such a thing. So it's mashma that Rashi and Taisus are arguing in this halacha, that Rashi holds that the Baalim would have a chance to pick which kayin he wants. And Taisus holds that no, that the Baalim doesn't have such a chance. In the Tais Kadashan that I mentioned, he says that Taisus is not muchach, that he holds that the Baalim can't choose a kayin, because he just means that Taisus is saying that we don't find that that's considered a schus mamon that he has. But really, he does have a right to choose a kayin. I saw in the Chazanish Nemzan also, like the Taisus Yantif and the Mishnah Lamelech, the Baalim cannot choose a kayin. And he says that it's not a raya from Rashi, because maybe all it means is that he'll pick the day which to bring the carbon, so that a certain kayin will have at least a chance to be zaycha in his carbon. Not that he himself could choose a kayin. Come on, the Pasha says that's a machalikis Rashi and Taisus and Tzmura, daf lamed beis. That's how the Rashash learns whether the Baalim have a right to pick the kayin or not.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.